evening, everyone. This is N2NOB with Shortwave and Scanner Listeners Net. We're going to stand by for any emergency or priority traffic before we continue this evening. Good evening, everyone. This is N2NOB. My name is Charles. I'm Staten Island in New York City. I'd like to welcome you all to the weekly Shortwave and Scanner Listeners Net. Heard on the N2ROW linked repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in the different aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. We cover all the frequencies that can be tuned in from DC all the way up to light and everything else in between except for amateur radio. And that's because amateur radio can be discussed at any other time during the week. So on this net, we're going to discuss who's on these different frequencies that are outside of the amateur radio bands, what equipment you would need to tune them in, and where you could find more information. Anything to help to make this part of the hobby a little bit more enjoyable for you. We have some basic ground rules for the net. One, all the repeaters of the N2ROW link repeater system may be found at www.n2row.net. Please pick the repeater that's closest to where you are to ensure that you have the best possible signal into the system. Also, because it is a linked repeater system, when you key up, please pause for a second or two before you begin to talk, otherwise the beginning parts of your transmissions will get cut off, and that includes even when you're checking in. A lot of times we just hear the last three letters of your call sign. So pause after you key up, and then give us your transmission. For those who are checking in on the air, we ask that you give your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we mean any comments or questions that you want to share with everyone else. If you don't have any traffic, please say no traffic when you're checking in. This way we know to move on to the next station. If you're not able to get into the repeaters, for whatever reason, you can still participate by using our email address, which is nydxa@yahoo.com. Also use that email address if you'd like to subscribe to our mailing list with any hot breaking stories pertaining to the radio monitoring hobby. So at this point we'll stand by for check-in. Please space it out. Just make sure that everybody gets checked in. This is N2NOP.
WA2SQQ, Bob in Elmwood Park. No traffic. Checking email.
CQQKS, this is Frank in Brooklyn, and I have some traffic.
To GLW, Gordon in Manhattan, no traffic.
And to CSI, Carlos in Manhattan, no traffic.
Okay, we've got WA2SQQ, KP2QKS, K2GLW, and N2CSI. Anybody else? Okay, evening, Justin. We have you down. Anybody else? I guess everybody's listening to the space shuttle traffic. Okay. Have him pick up additional tickets later on. So, Bob, the lead to SQQ, what do we have in email tonight? And what will be?
Hey, Charlie. Good evening to everybody. Okay, just looking here. Nothing really. You know, there was only one interesting email which was mentioned that 4.2 digital channel, NBC's weather channel is now an all-news channel, which is free on the air. I thought that was kind of interesting. But no other check-ins that are really noteworthy. That's about it, really. The only other thing that I'd like to know, if anybody on the air here this evening after the net has the capability of getting on 6 meters, I'm looking for a quick check on 52.525 FM. Back to you, Charlie, and I'll be watching the email here.
Okay, Bob. Well, let's see if anything comes in on the email. today, I sent out an email to everyone regarding the space shuttle launch tonight. Al Stern lives down in Florida, not too far from the space shuttle launch site, and he's indicating in his message. If you haven't gotten it, let me know, because that tells me you're not on the mailing list or you got bumped off for whatever reason. He said that the shuttle launch is supposed to occur at 9:20 p.m. tonight, so that's about 13 minutes if everything is on schedule. Of course, a quick check of the NASA channel on your satellite dish or cable company will definitely tell you that. Also, it says that listening to 10780 upper sideband, you'll hear Cape Radio, the base station, talk to the solid rocket booster recovery ships. So when the solid rocket boosters come off and they go back down to Earth, they land in the water and the ships go pick them up and bring them back in. If you have the capability for listening to UHF, he says listen to 259.7, which is used by the shuttle as an air-to-ground UHF backup. So while most of the traffic will be on S-band, about 2 gigs, 259.7 is used as a backup whenever they launch and when they land. Also, if you have the capability for listening to the different military satellites, listen around 261 to 262 megahertz in FM. There were a couple of reports over the past few days that 261.575 and 261.875 were used by different assets, both bases and planes, in support of shuttle missions. So if you have that capability, something else to have going on in the background. One of the things to keep in mind with the UHF frequencies is that you may have to open up your squelch quite a bit to make sure you get some of the signals, because it might be quite weak and mixed in there in the noise floor. It all depends on what type of equipment you have and antennas and whatnot. But if you have a disk tone up in the air, at least it helps. Of course, a custom-made 260 megahertz beam for tracking military satellites and such would be much better. But do the best of what you can. Sometimes you can be surprised. Even something like the Mir space station, when it was running around back in the 90s, it easily picked up and responded to using a 5-watt HT on the VHF band. So, you never know. Okay, next up on the list tonight is Frank in Brooklyn, 82QKS. Go ahead, Frank, and 12-8.
Hello, Charlie. Glad to join in tonight. I'm not too familiar with this kind of net information that you're giving. When you say shortwave, that's different than what we have with our Eric's group. And does this group ever get together, you know, and have coffee or donuts together or something like that? Back to you.
Well, we did have a few gatherings at the World Trade Center, World Financial Center back in the 90s. But with people spread all over the tri-state area, it got a little difficult. But no, what we're talking about here, Frank, is anything that's outside of the amateur radio band. So shortwave, technically, is anything from 3 to 30 megahertz, again, outside of the amateur band. Okay, medium frequencies are what you would call the AM broadcast band, and just slightly above that, up to 3 megahertz. Low frequencies below the AM broadcast band, you'll hear beacons, and then if you're really lucky, you can hear some broadcasting stations from Europe and Africa. And of course, things that we listen to on the scanner, VHF, UHF, and above, again, anything that's outside the amateur radio band.
I understand. Thanks, Charlie. KCQ, QKS.
it is different than what you would consider amateur radio. We don't broadcast on these frequencies, Frank. We listen in. Sometimes it's broadcasting stations. Sometimes it's military, international aircraft, ships to shore, anything that's non-broadcast. So there's actually more out there than there are in the amateur frequencies if you just listen around. Okay, let's see. That looks like Carlos is working late tonight.
Evening, Carlos.
And Justin, you said you had traffic tonight? AC2GIK, that's Squirrel Bay. Or NYU, There are a ton of them that in the original application for the frequency indicates maintenance and security. So, you know, going forward with a list like that, which is quite a bit of them, is to figure out where they're actually using it. Are the different buildings that have different frequencies? And also, especially in the public service business bands, there are multiple licenses issued on the same frequency, and they would all be using different PL and DPL for their transmission, so they don't interfere with each other. So that makes it even more interesting trying to figure out who's on the frequency. So you can pick a channel in UHF, and you may find 8 or 9 different licensees on that channel. So I try to pick them apart. It gets a little interesting after a while. But, you know, it's like, you know, it's like any kind of sport. It's the thrill of the chase. And when you figure it out, you share with everybody else, and they share with everybody else. And we all go forward with more information than we had before. That's why this net exists. That's why different websites like Bergen, Scanner.com, and my own, and Radio Reference, you know, that's why they all exist, to share the information so everybody can benefit. All right, so if anybody's got any information, please forward it in, and this way, this mystery. Okay, time is now 9:24. And so far, the NASA channel, we're not seeing. NASA's not going to launch the shuttle tonight. 9:20 p.m. already, don't see anything going on their channel. So, we'll see what happens. Alright, this time we'll stay by for additional check-ins. And for those who are not able to get in on the air, please use our email address, nydxa@yahoo.com. And Bob will be checking that and relaying your emails to us on the air. Okay, any additional check-ins or comments? This is N2NLV.
W2LIE with traffic.
Five. This is? And 1MLZ, Bob in Milford, Connecticut. Good evening. No traffic right now there. Hey, don't Charlie.
Charlie, I did have one comment. I heard something on the news before and I wasn't sure that the mission tonight was scrubbed. I got NASA channel on and then there's nothing on there about the launch.
Yeah, I heard on CBS earlier this afternoon, they actually had breaking news and they said it was scrubbed.
Okay. Late breaking news from the two Bobs. Did they say what the prop was?
Yeah, I didn't hear it. I was at work and I was just kind of... I heard it and I was kind of happy they scrubbed it, just because I wouldn't be able to see it tonight because I had to go out, so I was hoping that I would catch it, so it was, for me it was okay, but I they did say why, but I didn't hear it, sorry, Charlie.
W2LA.
Okay, Phil, you checked in, so that was your traffic. That's what I'll be.
Thanks, Charlie. Yeah, I was going to chime in because that was part of my traffic. Excuse me. Scrubbed tonight, rescheduled for March 15th. There's a gaseous hydrogen vent line that began leaking during the countdown to Wednesday night's launch attempt. The leak prompted the deployment of the STS-119 launch to the International Space Station. This is on the NASA.gov website under the shuttle mission for STS-119. So the clock has been reset for 3 days, 22 hours, 19 minutes, and 56 seconds.
Okay, I think you packed it out, Phil. You said that the mission was scrubbed at 1 point.
And there's a hydrogen vent line that was leaking and on the NASA.gov website under STS-119 news.
Okay, well, we'll see if they're able to get it off on, what do you say, the 15th, that's Sunday night.
Yep, we'll find out, because check the site, if there's some space information on it, so, and I guess they'll email us to group also. Yeah, so what are we listening for? W2LAE.
Okay. Was there any other traffic, or that was it, Phil?
That was more or less it about the scanning. Continuing with the space program, though, there is supposedly a webcam now set up on the ISS. You can actually look back at Earth from the ISS, but I don't have that webcam handy. Actually, it's right here. It's www.nasa.gov/station, and that should give more information about the ISS and, I guess, the webcam. Back to that, W2LIE.
I'm demonstrating ham radio here. I'm at the Shore Bennett radio, Shore Bennett field meeting here right now.
Good evening, Tony. We haven't spoken since last spring. How are things going over there?
All the meetings winding up. I have Fran Reed demonstrating a repeater system to me. Where are you located right now?
Located on Staten Island. The repeater is spread out among 13 different sites in the tri-state area. And we have members checked in on the net tonight who come from everywhere from Connecticut to New Jersey, Long Island, and five boroughs.
I'm using a six-armor beam aimed towards Manhattan, so pointing it to the door here. I don't know how well they can do, but I hear the repeater full quieting. Over.
Well, it depends on which repeater you're using, Tony. You're getting into it fine, and no problem at all. And that's why we run these nets on this repeater, because it has such a good coverage area and is available for anybody to use, regardless what band they have equipment for.
Yeah, do you have a number of these receivers or the repeater itself? Also hooked up to a battery system for emergency purposes as well, am I correct?
Yep. Yeah, Richie, N2ROW, and HBA are the ones spearheading that whole thing. And they brought a lot of equipment into the different sites to make sure that they're available in case power goes out. Okay. We learned our lesson from blackout.
So did our club as well. That's a hard lesson to learn, but you probably have a couple of hours with your battery set up. So that's great. I appreciate the demonstration. WWW.
Okay, Tony, demonstrate everybody there, and yeah, everybody's welcome to check into these nets. You can find all the frequencies for the repeater system at n2row.net. And we have nets here Monday nights at 8:30, Wednesday at 9, and Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Very good. Thanks for the info, and thanks for the demo. 73, very good.
Hey, CDC, heard me before. Just checking in again, Charlie.
Audio up a little bit.
Speaking a little low. Okay, KC2 CDC, Brooklyn, and no traffic at this time. I don't know if you copied me before.
No, this is the first time we're hearing you.
The antenna close to the window. Put it on a little pie plate. All right, nothing at this time. Just wanted to check in.
Let's see, what's been happening over the past week? The New City 2-inch system on UHF has been undergoing some additional tests this week. Different things like tones and key-ups and Morse code IDs, and once in a while we hear a simulcast of something every so often. Sometimes sometimes sounds like police traffic from one of the precincts. So they are testing the system on and off. One of the talk groups on the Do It 800 system that's listed on my website at the bottom of the page as C25 had some traffic on it, I think it was yesterday or the day before.
Propagation this evening a lot, but definitely not as good as it used to be. about traffic.
Who was that?
KB2 RDE with more traffic.
Hey, Dennis.
I have a few scanners. Has anybody ever heard of anything from, I believe it's coming from Canada and Albany? I haven't gotten anything from them lately. I used to be on their mailing list. Do you know they're still in business or what? Maybe they just dropped me from their mailing list. That's Scanner World in Albany. Anybody knows anything about them?
Their website is still up, so I assume they're still in business.
Website is still up. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't gotten here. I used to get a catalog from them every now and then, but I haven't gotten nothing from them. It's been about maybe 2 years since I got something last from them. But I wonder were they still in business.
Well, probably like a lot of businesses, you know, they find that keep sending catalog out for 5 years, nobody buys anything from them, they stop sending the catalog. But if you go to that website, scannerworld.com, there's a link on the top that says contact. You go there, you can actually type in a message, and they'll get it.
Because I haven't gotten anything from them. I'll try. I'm just curious, because sometimes they have some good buys.
Well, they have a link there next to contact that's printed catalog, and that's for catalog requests. Here we go. Scanner World does not currently print the catalog. To receive the catalog in the mail when the next issue is printed, please fill out the information below. No printed catalogs are available at this time. Scanner World sends information on new products and email specials when available. If you would like an email subscription, fill out the email box below and click the appropriate box.
Okay, Roger, I'll check it out. That's good to know.
Yeah, well, it is cheaper to send out an email blast to a group of people than to have catalogs printed and stuck in the mail.
Alright, thank you. KB2RDE.
Okay, anything else before we wrap it up? This ends 108. Okay, hearing nothing, say 73 to everybody, and remind you to keep that email that I sent you this morning for the information on the shuttle flight. Use that Sunday night if they actually go ahead with the launch. This is where you can listen in as it's happening. And if you have cable or satellite, you can actually watch the NASA channel at the same time and pick up the video that way while having your radios on in the background. Wouldn't that be an interesting experience, especially for kids? I know most of us, when we were kids, that was something that would have caught our attention. All right, catch you all next week. And again, if you're not getting emails from us for whatever reason, just drop us an email at nydxa@yahoo.com. If you're already on the mailing list, you might have gotten bumped off if there were three bounces. And just let us know and we'll fix that for you. 7:30, everyone. And 20